Fish and Wildlife Service says rising costs and a flat budget mean that by 2009, the agency needs to cut 71 refuge jobs across the Midwest, including 10 positions in Wisconsin. The state has 10 refuges or wildlife management districts. The service says the cuts mean things like reduced work on invasive weeds and less habitat management at the Nisida Refuge, loss of the only maintenance position at St. Croix Wetlands, and no staff-led education programs at the Trempealeau Refuge. But the announcement doesn't sit well with La Crosse Democrat Ron Kind, who co-chairs the Congressional Wildlife Refuge Caucus and sits on the House Resources Committee. He says the Bush administration seems to want to eventually close some wildlife refuges.
And I think this is one of the ways they're trying to mothball many of these wildlife refuges, is by underfunding them and forcing these dramatic cuts in both personnel and the inability to keep up with, you know, routine repair and maintenance.
Kind says he'll push to come up with more funds for the refuges and other public lands, although he says he's not sure what can happen before the new federal fiscal year starts this fall. He says friends groups of the refuges should not have to pick up the funding slack.
They're incredibly valuable for the help and maintenance of these refuges, but they as an entity can't do it alone.
The Fish and Wildlife Service says it already trimmed 35 of the 71 Midwest jobs by the end of the last fiscal year, and the upcoming cuts will be through natural attrition, retirements, and relocations. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.